So, Andy, I understand you got to channel your inner Bryce Harper the other day.
Somewhat. Yes. So, my husband was out of town, and when I came home from work, all the doors were open. Like, the door leading into my garage was open, and then the door leading from my garage into the house was open, which is startling because, like, okay, like, we have an alarm and stuff because I'm a public figure, and we don't want people just meandering around the house. So, but the alarm was not, I was like listening for it. No alarm was going off, just everything wide open. And I was freaked out.
Sure.
And I was also not feeling well. And I think that I wasn't in my right mind because I pulled into the garage and I thought, what do? Well, I just got to take care of business. So I got out of the Jeep. I grabbed a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And I went into the house screaming like a man. Like, not that men scream, but I mean, I was like, who's in here? And I just started yelling like this guttural, like, get out of my house. There may have been some bad words in there. And I've watched enough, like, suspenseful TV dramas that I knew how to go around corners so that my back is always to the wall so nobody can sneak up behind me and, like, hit me in the head with a frying pan, which is 100% what I was expecting.
Yeah.
So I have the bat raised over my right shoulder, you know, because I played softball. So, like, I know how to swing a bat, you know. So I have the bat up and I'm walking around looking. And I mean, my heart is racing at this point, but I'm like, come on, I dare you. I dare you to show your face to me because I'm going to knock your head right off your shoulders.
Right.
You know, so I'm walking around and I'm like kicking doors open. And then I get to the stairs and I put the bat down. So as I'm walking up the steps, you hear thunk, 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 because I'm like hitting it against the rails on the stairwell.
Yeah, it hits everyone on your way up.
Just like
they do in all the scary movies, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I was like, come on, show me yourself. I was so mad thinking that someone was in my house.
Yeah.
Like, I was so mad. Nobody was there.
Is there any...
There wasn't anyone there.
They were going to say, then the in-laws popped out. Hey, we're here for them.
Yeah. They were crying, hiding in the corner.
I'm so scared. Who is our son married?
Is
there any chance you have, like, video camera set up so we can somehow access this
or wish.
No?
So understand that now we do have video cameras, so, like, nothing like this could ever happen again. But, no, I wish. And I wish I had thought to even, like, hit record on my phone. As I was walking, because it would have been so great to have seen me in like this deranged state. Because I was mad. Like, I wasn't even scared. Yeah. I was so angry.
And the adrenaline was just churning.
So I was really proud of myself because normally in a fight or flight situation, I pass out. I'm not even kidding. I get so, like, worked up that gunk, my body's like, nope, you're done.
Oh my gosh. But now I can take on
anything. Yeah. So then, you know, my husband finally comes home from out of town and I was reliving all this with him last night. And I was like, babe, it was so funny. Like, I did all the stuff they do in the movies, right? So I'm like rubbing the bat up the steps, donk, right. Donk, 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 you know? And he was like, why didn't you call the police? Like, we have a neighbor who's a cop. Why didn't you call him?
Right, when you pull into the garage and you're deciding what to do, rather than call the cop that lives 50 feet away, you chose to grab the weapon.
Some of our very good friends work in law enforcement. Like, we're really close with a lot of people who totally had a better sense of what I should have done at that moment. But I just took it upon myself to, like, I was going to protect my house.
And now, like, you're pretty proud of yourself, right?
I think
that's impressive.
I am fairly certain now, though, Dave, that there are, like, a bunch of critters living in my house somewhere. Because the door was open morning, right? It was hours, like 4 hours. So if people didn't come in, certainly squirrels and mice and raccoons and stuff did.
Possums, they're everywhere. They're all over the house. Maybe
Gosh.
A horse. I'm just thrilled I ran out the back door before you saw me. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Dave. It's Larry from Bristol.
Larry from Bristol!
What's up, Larry?
Hey, Andy. Yeah. My nickname is Larry the Bat. I'm going to give you the nickname Andy the Bat.
Yes! Oh, my gosh! I feel like I'm in the mob, Larry!
Yeah.
Hey. We can't talk about that on the air. You know what I mean?
That's right. I mean, thanks for the nickname. I've always wanted one like that.
Andy the Bat.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
I like it. Wear it well, Andy. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. And, hey, Love you guys. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. Now we have to get t-shirts made. It's a whole thing.
I'm so excited.
Turn it up. 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.